Well, Alzheimer Australia is looking to raise awareness over the links between lifestyle diseases like diabetes and dementia. It comes as the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare released a standard on another precursor to dementia, delirium. This is the CEO of Alzheimer's Australia, Carol Bennett.
Look, this is very important because what it means is that delirium, which is really a sudden disturbance in the ability to think clearly and pay attention, it's very common amongst older people when they are admitted to hospital, but it can also develop in the ED in up to 50% of cases. It's a really serious condition and it requires urgent medical attention and can actually lead to early entry to residential care. It can lead to further medical complications and even death. So it is important that it's recognised in the hospital setting. It can go on to lead to dementia. And, you know, there is a link between the two. So we're delighted that the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare is addressing this issue by including a standard on delirium clinical care, because we know that this will help professionals who are working in the hospital and the healthcare setting to recognise this condition, which is highly debilitating, and make sure that they're dealing with it when people are in hospital.
I can only imagine from the point of view of a health professional trying to treat someone who has these symptoms, it must be quite difficult to recognise them or to know exactly how to treat them.
Well, that's right. It's often missed because people just expect when you're in a hospital setting and you're about to have an operation or you've just come out of having an operation that these sorts of symptoms are present. And sometimes they can be for different reasons. It could actually be related to a mental health condition or, it could be something else. But very often, we know that delirium does occur in increased numbers in hospitals. And it's so important that people are aware of that and able to manage it. And it's not that difficult to manage. It's more the recognition and the practical sort of responses that are required that are outlined in this standard that will give health professionals a heads up when it comes to recognising people who do have delirium, being able to assess it and being able to respond to it.
You've also pointed out recently another link between two different kinds of health problems, diabetes and dementia, that show some sort of link between diabetes and the onset of dementia. What do we know about that? Yeah.
Look, a lot of people don't realise that dementia and diabetes are actually very closely linked. We know that in the general population, your risk of developing dementia is about 10%. But for people with diabetes, that risk significantly increases to around 20%. So that's effectively a doubling of your risk if you have diabetes for getting dementia. So we want to raise awareness. It is National Diabetes Week, and as a result of that, we want to raise awareness among the community that there are these links and that there are things that you can do about it.